Photographers are usually hired to record a happy occasion, a wedding, a new baby, a party, something we plan for. But occasionally, when something sad and unexpected has happened, one photographer in Spokane, Washington, gets the call. Elizabeth Wynn Johnson of the Northwest News Network has this profile.
Heather Evans is on call 24/7. She never knows when she'll be summoned to a bedside at Sacred Heart Hospital. She's not a doctor.
What I do is I go in and I provide photography services to families who are either in the process of losing a child or have lost a baby, an infant, through stillbirth.
Evans volunteers to take pictures of dead and dying babies. It's a job that requires equal parts compassion and nerves of steel.
A lot of times the families are in shock, sometimes denial, but definitely grieving. And so I go in, and usually I'm very quiet in how I speak and just approach it as if I was taking pictures of a brand new live newborn, pictures of hands and feet and little noses and eyes and ears and lips.
The desire to get these pictures might seem obvious to some and unthinkable to others. Few hospitals even offer parents the opportunity, much less encourage it. The program in Spokane came along just in time for the parents of a baby girl named Eden. Eden Fry was born with a chromosomal abnormality that doctors refer to as incompatible with life. Evans first took photos while Eden was still hooked up to a ventilator, then again after all the tape and tubes were removed.
Photographing a dead baby it can be very gruesome. It's not something that has to be gruesome at all. It's something that can be very, very beautiful and something that they can look at later on and say, oh, that's right, he had my nose or she had his ears.
Eden's mother, Tricia Fry, is glad she has the photos for the same reason she likes having photos of her other kids, to recall them as they were.
In a way, this puts her up there with the rest of her family, which is who she is. She always will be a part of our family. And having pictures of her is a way to remember that.
It also reflects a cultural shift taking place in the medical community. That's how Sacred Heart labor and delivery nurse Heather Roberts sees it. She coordinates this photography service. Looking back, she says, the advent of the modern hospital birth brought with it the tendency to whisk away the occasional losses.
We took over that process for the family. We stepped in and said we needed to protect them from those feelings. And in the end, we weren't doing any favors. We were actually neglecting to address those grief issues.
The offer of photography is one way to swing the pendulum back.
Mothers are increasingly saying, I need this. I need to have this child recognized.
An organization called Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep keeps a nationwide all-volunteer registry of photographers by state. The number is still small, but it's growing every month. Photographer Heather Evans says most people would be surprised to learn how many families lose babies.
I was floored. When I first started doing this, I didn't think to ask how many times the hospital would call me in a month. I was thinking more along the lines of in a year. And the reality is it's several times a month.
For each one, Evans puts together a book of images. Eden Fry's is titled with her name and the dates, March 3rd to March 13th, 2007. Her mother, Tricia, opens it to one of her favorite shots.
That's this one here. Brian's hand cradling her head and then my hand on her belly. She's looking at the camera, raising her little finger.
For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson in Spokane, Washington.